From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
The opposition leader in Grenada calls for a probe into the granting of passports to an Iraqi family. Jamaica's teachers are poised to take industrial action, and more than a dozen are injured in protests in the Dominican Republic. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Grenada's opposition leader Michael Batiste is calling for a full investigation into one of the recipients of the island's now-shelved economic citizenship program, a seven-member Iraqi family. The Iraqis who carry Grenadian passports were recently deported from Barbados. They had been on their way to the U.S. Embassy in Bridgetown in an effort to obtain visas to travel to the United States. The fat is said to be an accountant who has a work agreement in the U.S. and was taking his family there in search of economic and educational opportunities. The Grenada government says the family has no links to international terrorism, but Mr. Batiste told me their presence in Grenada could be a breach of national security at a time when the United States is on the verge of going to war with Iraq.
We are concerned that our soil, our land, would be used as an in-transit point for people to gain access into the United States. By having these Iraqis posing as legitimate Grenadian citizens, trying to enter Barbados to gain access to the U.S., it would put our people under undue scrutiny.
But Mr. Batiste, you need to be a bit careful.